Matanuska Sioux Sitna Borough Manager John Duffy has resigned his post. The move surprised the Borough Assembly, who received Duffy's resignation letter late Tuesday evening. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the resignation comes on the heels of allegations regarding a utility contract at the new Goose Creek Correctional Facility.
John Duffy has served the Matanuska Sioux Sitna Borough for 24 years, the last 10 as borough manager. But all things come to an end, and Tuesday night, Duffy decided to call it quits.
We've accomplished a lot. You know, we've got the MV Sioux Sitna in the water. We've got brand new high school up there at Sioux Sitna High. Rail projects moving right along.
Duffy says he handed in his letter of resignation at the tail end of 9 hours of borough assembly meetings Tuesday night. He gave the borough 60 days notice.
No, I don't have any plans. I don't have any job offers or going to start a consultant thing or be part of consultant, none of that.
Duffy says he's been thinking about leaving the borough manager's position for at least a year and that he had mentioned it about a year ago during an evaluation of his job performance. Some assembly members may have been taken off guard by Duffy's move, but Palmer area assemblyman Pete Houston says he's not surprised.
You know, he's been doing this for a while, and maybe it was time to move on to something else. He's been under a lot of pressure, and it made a lot of sense to me.
Duffy's resignation comes at the same time that at least one borough assembly member, Jim Culver, had called into question aspects surrounding a bid regarding a sewer water contract for the new Goose Creek State Prison, which is now under construction in the borough. Culver had asked the assembly to rescind an earlier vote authorizing the borough administration to sign a water sewer contract with Wasilla-based Valley Utilities LLC, alleging improprieties in the bid process. Culver also asked the assembly to hire an independent counsel to investigate some aspects of the bid, saying that in his view, Valley Utilities was privy to information which gave the company an unfair advantage over rival bidders. The borough assembly voted down both Culver's motions Tuesday night. Assemblyman Pete Houston.
I think the allegations are completely baseless. You know, he wasn't involved in the selection process at all. There hasn't been anything that he's done in making changes to the contract. The contract hasn't even been awarded yet.
Duffy, too, says his resignation has nothing to do with the dispute over the prison water sewer contract.
It's too bad that same day, but you know how these things go. You know, there's always something.
Borough Mayor Talis Kohlberg, who was on the team that hired Duffy, says Duffy has engaged in difficult situations with energy, enthusiasm, and a positive attitude. The borough plans a nationwide search for a successor. I'm Ellen Lockyer.